Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down, my blood sugar is down, my weight's down, my health is up, my sleeping patterns are better, my metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. Hello, America, and happy Tuesday. A really remarkable week of news. Today, protesters at Columbia University have stormed a building and taken it siege. The protests are spreading to more and more campuses. We saw some activity today at George Washington University here in Washington, D.C. There was a arrest yesterday at University of Texas in Austin. There is a lot of unrest on our campuses, agitated, most likely funded by people who have anti-Israel and anti-American sentiments. And these universities are ill-equipped. They've shown they're ill-equipped to deal with this in a way that might have meaningful consequence for those who are breaking the law or infringing the rights of students to get an education free of fear of harm. We have a great lineup for you today. I'm really excited about it. First out of the box, Congressman Scott Perry. He's the former chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. He's from Pennsylvania. He has been very outspoken about these protests and what needs to be done, as well as his concerns about Speaker Mike Johnson. We're going to address all of those at the top of the show. In the second block, I want to bring you up to date on the efforts by a courageous news organization called the Tennessee Star. They're part of the Star News Network. Michael Patrick Leahy is the CEO and editor. He's going to bring us up to speed on his efforts to compel the FBI and Tennessee police and others to release the manifesto of the Covenant School Killer from last year. There's a lot of concerns that maybe there were missed mental illness signs, that the motivation for the shooter may be more obvious than police have said, when they said they can't really determine a full motivation. This is a very, very important battle for freedom of information. Everybody has a right to know when somebody who's now killed themselves, so they have no right to privacy anymore, or who was killed in the shooting, I should say, they have a right to know what motivated them, why this happened, what signs, because we need to learn from it, but we can't learn from it if authorities keep things in a lockbox and don't trust the American people to absorb the truth. Michael Patrick Leahy from the Star News Network, the Tennessee Star, he's going to join us in the second block of this show today. I'm really excited about that. In the third block, we have a great conversation last night with Professor William Jacobson. He is one of the leading voices for sanity on college campuses. He was predicting for quite some time before these protests start that this was going to happen, that campuses were becoming hotbeds of radicalism, that they were becoming hotbeds of intolerance, of hate. And now we see students chanting, "I am Hamas, I hate Israel, from the river to the sea, eradicate Israel." These are hateful, heinous protests. They're not anti-war protests based on a policy. They're protests against a people of faith, a people of ethnicity. They advocate and herald and embrace terrorists. And Professor Jacobson, who has been one of the most articulate people on this, he's going to join us in the third block. He spent some time with Amanda and I last night going through some of the solutions. One of those, of course, is maybe removing tenure and firing professors who are instigating or engaged in these behaviors. It's okay to have a free speech dissent. It's okay to say you disagree with something, but you can't do the sort of things that are happening on campus today where Jewish students are told it's too unsafe for them to go to class. Did you ever think you'd live in a moment where America's grandest education institutions would be unsafe for people to attend class because their own students and faculty had made it so? That's what's going on right now, and Professor Jacobson will give us a really good run on that. A lot of breaking news today that if you haven't had a chance to go check out Just the News, let me give you a couple quick headlines because I think there's a lot of them. Biden administration is going to ease federal restrictions on marijuana use. A lot of people can worry that that might lead to some form of growing use of marijuana as a gateway to other and more severe drugs. We know the Chinese are opening up these manufacturing marijuana plants to try to get people hooked on opioids through the gateway of marijuana. Is that part of the consideration that the Biden administration has? I don't know. We'll have to ask, right? There's some other fun things Donald Trump suggested today. He might use the military to help deport illegals if the National Guard proves insufficient. That's an idea that I haven't heard before. It could very well be there. That's a very important one. MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, been on the show many times. She says she's going to proceed with efforts to oust Speaker Mike Johnson. She's unhappy with him. She called him today the Democrats' chosen speaker. That's actually not true. Obviously, Republicans voted him in, but I understand the point she's making that he's worked with Democrats on things that seem to be antithetical. I don't know if that's true or not, but we'll find out, right? Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to proceed. We'll ask Scott Perry where he stands on this, just like we asked Andy Biggs yesterday. And we'll ask every lawmaker who comes on. One of the things that I think will happen, and maybe that's what Marjorie Taylor Greene is trying to force to happen, top Democratic leaders say they will round up enough votes to save Speaker Johnson if Marjorie Taylor Greene tries to oust him. So it seems like whatever they're going to go through won't succeed, if that's true. Perhaps the most consequential event today, Elise Stefanik filed an ethics complaint against Special Counsel Jack Smith, alleging he's been engaged in election interference. That is a big deal. We got that up on the website. You should take a look at that. An excellent story by Stephen Richards on Congress moving forward to try to unmask the funding for this group's National Students for Justice in Palestine. They're behind a lot of these protests, a lot of organization of that. Who's their money? Where does their money come from? Stephen Richards answers what we know and what we don't know and what we're trying to find out. I think that's a really important one today as well. And the Supreme Court declined today to block a Texas law requiring age verification of adult porn content. A big win for states that are trying to move in that direction. And one other one that I think has a big play in the gender ideology wars. Great Britain's National Health Service, its top public health service, declares that sex is a biological fact. In other words, sex can't be imagined or manufactured. It's determined biology. It's a major shift away from the transgender ideology that's been spreading along there. And finally, Judge Engeron, well, he fined Donald Trump $9,000, saying that he had violated a gag order in the case. That came out just a little bit ago. We'll have to see what happens with all of that. All right, that's your headlines. A lot of good news today. Before we go to a quick commercial break, a big shout out to some of my great partners here at Just the News, at John Solomon Reports, one of those, Home Title Lock. I'd like to remind everybody that there is a new crime wave, and it's targeting one of the largest assets in America, $16 trillion in home equity. It's how much people have invested and paid in for their homes. That's an all-time high number, $16 trillion, and it's why you want to protect it. It's probably one of your largest, if not your largest, investment and asset in your portfolio, your home. And it's time for you to consider that to be at risk. Why? Because the FBI says there's a growing crime called house stealing, where the equity in all of our homes is the target. Scammers go out, they transfer your title to the name using tools online. They take out a loan and your equity is gone. All of a sudden, you're fighting to get back money that's really rightfully yours, or equity that's rightfully yours. You have to protect your equity from this really despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. As you know, we've had lots of people on the show, including former FBI agents, talk about how this crime is. We've had a couple perpetrators who carried it out, told you how they did it, how much money they did. I think one of them said $15 million. Well, the friends, my friends at HomeTitleLock.com, they're going to help you. The first step is they're going to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Make sure nothing funny's happened. If you sign up with your address at HometitleLock.com right now and use the promo code JUSTNEWS, go to HometitleLock.com, use the promo code JUSTNEWS, they're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title, and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection is going to be free. That's a great deal. HometitleLock.com, use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, HometitleLock.com, use the promo code JUSTNEWS. 30 days free plus a free first-time assessment to make sure there's nothing funny going on with your home title. That is a good deal. That is a smart, prudent way to make sure you're protecting your one of your most important assets in your life. All right, now we're going to take that quick commercial break. When we come back, Scott Perry. All right, folks, as we draw near to another critical election, it's not only about casting your vote, it's about elevating your voice, making your voice be heard. AMAC is more than just a senior discount organization. They unite like-minded patriots like you and I, committed to preserving our cherished values and actively opposing the leftist agenda that's sweeping across America. Just look at their recent victories. AMAC members helped to push forward an investigation into practices that inflate drug prices. They successfully defeated ranked choice voting in order to protect traditional voting methods, and they've also helped block a federal takeover of elections. As AMAC's membership grows, Washington is listening. Every new member strengthens this movement. If you love America, visit AMAC, AMAC.us/justnews to become a four-year member for just $30. That's a great discount. AMAC is not only better for America, it's better for you. Membership gives you access to the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare guidance, money-saving discounts, trusted news, sweepstakes, and so much more. It's a community, not a service. Take advantage of our election year sale. 4 years for just $30 at AMAC. By joining over 2 million Americans, they can't ignore your voice in Washington anymore. Join now at AMAC, AMAC.us/justnews. That's AMAC.us/justnews. Let me tell you, folks, if there's a surefire way to wake up feeling fresh after a night of drinking, it's with ZBiotics. ZBiotics are pre-alcohol, prebiotic drinks that are the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after a night of drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink alcohol, it gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produce an enzyme to break the byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best in the morning. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, reunions, you name it, we've got you covered. There's so much going on, so get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to ZBiotics.com/justnews to get 15% off your first order when you use the promo code JUSTNEWS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/justnews and then use that promo code JUSTNEWS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and all of our good times. All right, folks, welcome back to the commercial break. There are so many important issues that this country is facing. Our next guest is always on the front line arguing for common sense, arguing for good conservative solutions, whether it's for the budget, whether it's for the border, whether it's for accountability for the Biden family. Congressman Scott Perry of Pennsylvania is always out there arguing for you, the American people. And he joins us right now for a big update. Congressman, good to have you on the show.
Great to be with you, John, as we see on TV and hear in the news everywhere that, you know, America is under assault. It's, the war in the Middle East has now come home to the major cities and the universities. And, a lot of Americans aren't used to this, but they should not be surprised, because over the course of the Obama administration and certainly the Biden administration, we've let in wholesale people that we don't know what their intentions are. We don't know what they're doing here or where they are. And apparently they're showing up on college campuses, shouting death to America and, promoting anti-Semitic, it's just clearly and blatantly anti-Semitic rhetoric, and they want anti-Semitic policy. This is America now.
Yeah, it's just extraordinary. And the media keeps calling these things anti-war protests, but there's nothing about, these aren't about the war, right? This is about annihilating Israel, demeaning the United States, preventing Jewish students specifically from getting an education. Is the media complicit in hiding the ugliness of what these students are really arguing for?
Yeah, of course they are. It's they do the same thing always. They're covering for their team. And the astounding thing, John, is that this is their team. These are heretofore Democrat voters, leftist voters, and they're the ones that are shouting from the river to the sea. And they're the ones, when they say it's anti-war, these are anti-war protests, it couldn't be further from the truth. These are pro-war protests. Understand that Hamas is the one that attacked Israel. Israel's responding, and these people are saying that Israel needs to lay down its arms. And actually what they're saying to Jewish people all around the world is that Israel needs to abandon Israel. The Jews need to leave. Yeah. It's not anti-war. It's actually pro-war on the side of the jihadists.
And sometimes pro-terrorists. I've seen a lot of these students say, I am Hamas. Just think of just how it's just extraordinary to think that any student in America would embrace a massacring terrorist organization. Just remarkable. You have for a long time warned about the dangers of DEI. And the experts say that it's the DEI philosophy that ultimately leads to anti-Semitism and this hatred and this false narrative of oppressor and oppressors, oppressed and oppressors. Recently, you have raised a lot of concerns about NPR, National Public Radio. We send our tax dollars there. Obviously, people donate under tax exempt status to it. The idea that NPR has become sort of a propagator of the DEI philosophy, which then leads to these other things. A lot of people seem really distraught about that. Is Congress at a point now maybe looking at whether NPR should be funded?
Well, I sure hope so, John. As you know, I have realized, and I think you have for a long time, that it was straight up propaganda, whether it was DEI, whether it was promoting the leftist agenda, the current one that includes promotion of terrorist viewpoints from Hamas, et cetera. It's a completely leftist viewpoint. And I think that's really been borne out recently of the recent firings, resignations, and admissions of the fact that the staff is wholly on the left, and you can barely find some diversity of thought there. And even if you can find it, they're not allowed to express their opinions. And this is America, John, as we know. If you want to have leftist opinions or anything else, God bless you. We have the First Amendment for the most egregious speech to protect that. But here's the difference. The American taxpayer shouldn't be funding that, should not have to be forced under penalty of law of paying for those things. And that's what's been, it's been happening likely for the vast majority of my lifetime, certainly all my time in Congress. We have brought it to the attention of members of Congress and the American people on occasions before. We're bringing it again with this act of you know, the no propaganda, which would defund the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, including shows like NPR. Again, if they want to be out propagandizing and promoting leftist ideology, this is America, they can do it. They just should not receive one red cent from hard-earned tax dollars, and that's what we're saying. They can go raise the money from their contributors or George Soros or whoever they want, but it shouldn't be forced on the taxpayers to pay for this stuff.
I think a lot of heads nodding in the audience as they hear you say that. It's just a common sense position. There is a lot going on in Congress. Congress back in session this week. Marjorie Taylor Greene made clear today she's going to try to force a vote on vacating, a motion to vacate, to force Mike Johnson out. Democrats seem to want to rally around him. Where do you stand? Is this a meaningful vote, or is it something that should be put off until after the election?
Well, I will tell you this. What Americans elected Republicans to do was to thwart and push back on the leftist agenda happening in this administration and in Congress. And when you're, as the speaker, when you're passing the Democrat agenda wholesale, that's not what the American people signed up for. And just knowing that the Democrats were willing to put out a statement saying that they're going to save the Republican speaker, John, that speaks for itself. That speaks for itself. Now, we would prefer, obviously, the speaker to get right with the party that he's in and what he's claimed to be for his whole legislative term. This isn't my initiative. This would be Marjorie Taylor Greene. So I don't know what's going to happen to it, but it's going to be very telling if the Democrats on the floor, if it comes to the floor, if the Democrats save Mike Johnson's speakership, it's going to be very informative to the American people.
If you were asked to vote now, again, not knowing what the final motion will be, but knowing what the intent is, how would you vote right now?
Well, I don't know what the motion's going to be, John, but I will tell you this. I'm not in agreement with the things that we've done recently under Speaker Johnson's purview as the speaker. And you know, I can't look too forward, too far into the future and hope that somehow he has an epiphany. So I would have to vote based on the performance I've already seen.
Yeah. And that would suggest maybe that you might vote to vacate. Is that correct? Am I misinterpreting
that? Well, you never want to predetermine. You know, you got to wait till the moment gets there because, you know, look, John, an hour or a day or a month is a lifetime in politics. And so you just have to reserve the ability to make the decision at that moment, depending on what the motion is.
Right. I understand that entirely. And I think that's a responsible position to take. Your colleague, Elise Stefanik, filed an ethics complaint against Jack Smith this morning for his behavior, this interference in the election system that she sees in these prosecutions. You've been talking about this and Jack Smith and all of the collaborations we now know are going on between the Biden White House and prosecutors and NARA. How disturbing has it been to see the revelations starting last year that we broke and then with the judge released recently showing that the Biden White House, NARA, and the Justice Department were trying to figure out a way to get Trump?
Well, look, to me, from what I saw, it looks like it was a setup from the beginning. And, you know, the ethics complaint is fine, but I think we ought to be convening a special committee here where we would pursue referring charges against Jack Smith. That seems to be you got to understand, John, the context is this. This is the awesome power of the federal government using that awesome power against the citizen. President Trump was the president. He's now a citizen. He's been a citizen for the years since he's left the White House, and he deserves the same treatment as anybody else. But it sure appears if there was a setup designed to prosecute him by design, and that information is exculpatory, and that the prosecutor knows that. Well, I would say that there's no higher level of corruption, and we've got to get to that immediately. And while I think an ethics complaint is being filed is certainly part of the course of proceedings, I think that this calls for a higher level of inquiry, quite honestly.
Yeah, now there seems like there's something really missing in the dialogue and in the fact basis that we've had to make judgments about what's been going on. Are you satisfied where the impeachment proceedings are against President Biden? Obviously, a lot of evidence that you helped bring forward, you yourself personally brought forward. We now know a lot of what was said during the 2019 impeachment of Trump, not true. We know that a lot of what Joe Biden told the American people to become president is not true. A lot of what Hunter Biden said in his interview is not true. Is there movement still going on in that investigation that makes you satisfied?
Well, I'm not satisfied. And one of the reasons I'm not is we don't have all the information. Of course, the Bidens refuse to provide information, must be compelled. It's all time consuming. The agencies, which is really astounding to me, refuse to provide information, dragging their feet. The American people need to see the full picture prior to the election and prior to making a decision on the election. We can't give them the full picture until we receive that information. So I'm not satisfied. And here's the other thing I'm not satisfied with, John. I mean, we sent the impeachment of Secretary Mayorkas over to the Senate. They didn't take it up. They're not interested in the facts. They just tabled it. Can you imagine what would have happened had the Senate tabled two impeachments under President President Trump? They just swept it under the rug. They don't care about the corruption. And of course, that's an indicator of what will be the fate of anything that we send. It's very frustrating as members of the legislature who see the fact pattern, who see that it points to illegalities, and at the same time knowing that this Department of Justice under this president is not going to prosecute anybody. It's pretty apparent. That's very frustrating. Yeah. The American people want accountability. They don't care who it's for. They think that no one is above the law, and they should believe that. But in this case, there's no reason to believe that, because it appears that certain people, especially the Biden family, and those on the left at this point, are above the law. And that's very frustrating for people that abide by the law every single day and see people like Peter Navarro sitting in jail right now while people like Hunter Biden are out wandering around the town, thumbing their nose at not only Congress, but our justice system.
Yeah, and it's got to be frustrating for people like you, too, who fought for this country on its front lines to protect that law and order society, to now see that it's not really being enforced the way it had been previously. You've given so much to your country, both in the military and Congress, and people need to be reminded of that often. Congressman, it's always awesome to have you on the show. We always learn a lot, and I think the next few weeks you're going to provide some interesting history. I can't wait to see if that vote happens, how you vote, and also what other things we might be able to get to the American people in truth before Election Day. I know you're going to be on the forefront of doing that.
Yep, we got to bring them the information so that they can make an informed decision, and we're just going to keep going for it every single day. It's our job.
That is something you have done from the moment you got in Congress. I've seen it firsthand. It's a great honor to have you on the show today, sir. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, John. God bless you and your audience.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. When we come back, a great conversation with Michael Leahy, the CEO and editor of the Tennessee Star News Network, which runs the Tennessee Star, which is fighting to get the manifesto from the Covenant school shooter released to the American public so all of us can understand motive, missed signs, intentions, what happened. We got to learn from these mass shootings. For some reason, police and FBI don't want us to learn from this set of manifesto memos. We'll see from Michael Patrick Leahy how he's beginning to win the effort to get these documents released. We'll cover that right after these messages. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today. All right, folks, welcome back for the commercial break. As you know, there are so many things in this country that we've been denied truth on, often because federal agencies or state agencies or police agencies don't want to give us the final data that would help us make a good decision about what really happened in America. One of those incidents is the tragic shooting more than a year ago at the Covenant School in Nashville, Tennessee. My next guest has been on the forefront of fighting for transparency, getting the American people the information that was in the shooter's manifesto, what the police knew about this shooter, what really went on that day. If it weren't for Michael Patrick Leahy and the Star News Network, we know very little. He's winning in the courts. He's winning in the court of public public opinion. He's reporting every day with the great work at the Tennessee Star, and he joins us right now. Michael, great to have you on the show.
John, it's great to be with you. And, of course, we founded the Tennessee Star here in downtown Nashville back in February of 2017. So we've been at it for now over 7 years. And as you mentioned, the terrible crime committed by Covenant school shooter Audrey Elizabeth Hale took place just a couple miles from our studios in downtown Nashville on March 27th, 2023. She murdered six Nashvillians. The Metro Nashville Police Department collected a whole bunch of written documentation that she had put together. It's collectively called the Manifesto. It's really several journals. The Tennessee Public Records Act allows public individuals and also news outlets to request all public records. And we did that back in May of 2023. That was declined by Metro Nashville Police Department. So we filed the lawsuit in state court, and we're represented there by America First Legal. That lawsuit continues. There are other plaintiffs in the state case. It was heard by Chancery Court Judge here, Lashia Miles, and we have a bit of a breakthrough in that case. Just last week, the judge ordered the police to provide redacted copies of the manifesto to her ahead of a possible release. So that's a bit of a victory for us.
That is. And there are multiple copies of it, multiple analyses, right? There's the FBI's version, when I'm sure they use a profile and other things to do. There's what the local police have, what the state police have. Right now, what is the likelihood that we'll get some information in the next few weeks or this summer to at least give us some inkling of what was in that manifesto or those set of documents?
Well, I think that the judge is going to rule in the state case here in Tennessee. I think she's going to rule that redacted versions of the manifesto should be released. And I think that will happen within a couple weeks. There's an asterisk to that. I'll come back to that in a moment. But in addition, we're a plaintiff in a federal court case against the FBI. They have these same documents. We filed a FOIA request there. They refused it, and we filed a lawsuit there. We're represented in federal court by Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. The judge there, the federal judge here in the Federal District Court of Middle Tennessee, Alita Trauger, ordered the FBI to produce the documents for her review. They did. She's currently reviewing them. I think she will also order their release. Now, let me come back to the asterisk. The Covenant parents, the Covenant school, the Covenant church, all three, have been allowed to intervene in the state case by the state judge, not in the federal case. They have also obtained copyright ownership of all the writings of the killer given to them by her parents. And we do anticipate that once the state judge orders the release of the documents and the federal judge orders the release, we do anticipate they will immediately go to court and argue that because of copyright issues, it cannot be released. I don't think they'll end up succeeding in that, but that may delay the ultimate release.
Wow. More delay for the American people who just want the truth. All they want are the facts here, and so they can make up a final judgment about what happened, what warning signs might have been missed, and what were the true motives of this shooter. Back in November, there was a leak of a handful of these writings. I don't think they were all of them. They might have been writings really from the time of the day of the shooting. But we learned something. The police ultimately authenticated them. What do we know so far in the few little pieces of tidbits have come out about her writings, about the shooter, their motive, and what might be further in these documents?
Well, those were three pages that were released, and they were basically, you know, not authorized, but they
other news are following details.
Released. They are very, very vitriolic, filled with hatred. And the content of those writings that have been released are counter to what the Metro Nashville Police Department have said, that, oh, yeah, there's no real motivation that we can determine here. It seems to be counterintuitive and counter to that. Now, I might add one other thing. About a month ago, the fellow who provided security instruction to Covenant School prior to the incident was on a local radio station here, another local radio station. Remember, Brian Wilson used to be with Fox News. He's now the afternoon guy here at Cumulus WTN, a big talk station here. And the guy admitted that one of the reasons why there was, quote, an ongoing investigation was because there was concern that a mental health professional had failed to report a threat, which is apparently a violation of numerous laws. That was leaked about a month ago, and nothing has happened since. Now, the Metro Nashville Police Department are telling us the investigation will be over in July. That, of course, had been one of the reasons why they said they couldn't release it, because they had an ongoing investigation. I suspect that we're going to find out a lot of information about the motivation of the killer and failure of the mental health system before. And that's one of the reasons, I think, why the interveners and Metro Nashville Police and FBI have been so adamant in attempting to not release these documents.
Yeah. And of course, as we know, going all the way back to Virginia Tech shooting more than two decades ago, the connection between mental health and missed signs in mass shootings has really been always highlighted, but never really addressed. We haven't got the sort of solutions to get those early warning signs when someone is in mental distress and might be moving toward this. There was some suggestions in those three pages that white privilege was one of the things that this shooter believed she was fighting against or shooting people for. That raises a question of hate crimes or other issues. Has there been more on that, or is that the only tidbit we have on that?
That's the only tidbit we have, but again, those are just three pages out of, I think, hundreds of different documents and journals. And so I think my guess would be when all of the documents are ultimately released, the hate crime element there is going to be, my guess is, going to be significant.
Yeah. No, it's these are important moments, and you're on important waging an important fight for public transparency. It's such a great effort. We applaud everything you and the Tennessee Star have been doing. For folks who maybe haven't visited the Tennessee Star or the larger Star News Network, tell folks how they can visit all the great journalism you and your team are doing.
So, John, TennesseeStar.com. That is our flagship of the Star News Network. We've been with that site, it's been up for about 7.5 years. We have sites in about 14 different states, the Arizona Sun-Times, where we've broken an awful lot of stories, reported on the John Eastman disbarment trial, the Pennsylvania Daily Star, the Virginia Star, the Georgia Star News. And I might add that, you know, our coverage in Pennsylvania is really heating up, John, because it appears to me that Pennsylvania is probably going to end up being one of the most important, if not the most important, battleground states in the 2024 election.
Yeah, that's really, really important. You got and you got a paper down in Georgia too, don't you?
Yeah, the Georgia Star News, exactly.
Read that often. I got all of them bookmarked. You do such great work in this capacity, fighting for truth that government officials don't want to release. The entire country is benefiting from your great work, Michael. Love all the work you do. Love having you on the show. Thanks for joining us today. This is great.
John Solomon, it's great to be with you, and thanks for all the great work you do.
We're going to have a lot more fun, a lot more truth to be told in the next few months. So good to be with you, my friend. Thanks again.
Thanks, John.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. When we come back, one more good discussion from a professor in the middle of the college campus debate. Professor William Jacobson's here. He's going to tell us what he's thinking about the solutions for stopping these sieges that are going on, these violence, this hateful intimidation of Jewish students, the wrecking of the academic year in learning, like I said, the siege of buildings, like what went on overnight. These are very important moments in our history. And Professor Jacobson has been done years of thinking. He's been warning about these moments for a long time. He was right. And he also has some solutions. We'll want to spend the last part of the show exploring some of those with Professor Jacobson right after these messages. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the wellness company comes in. You know the wellness company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The wellness company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. And most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the wellness company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Welcome back, America. Our next guest tonight has spent a lot of time over the last several months answering these difficult questions, as he himself is a faculty member at an Ivy League school. He's Cornell University law professor and founder of the Equal Protection Project, William Jacobson. Professor, great to have you on the show today.
Thank you for having me on.
I want to ask a little bit earlier today, Claudia Tenney laid out three basic tenets for how this should be dealt with. Let's put some of these universities' tax-exempt status at risk if they don't want to crack down. Let's go after some of the nonprofits funding this chaos. And three, if there's tenured professors who encourage this sort of hatred and deprivation of education of Jewish students, it's time to pull their tenure. What do you think about those ideas?
Well, they're all good ideas. It's easier said than done.
Right.
Each of those would have a different legal component to it. In terms of funding, I think that's probably the most fundamental. Stop feeding the beast. Mm-hmm. These are schools who get federal and state funding, who get tax breaks because they're nonprofits. They don't pay real estate taxes. They should have to live the way everybody else does, unless they are going to live up to their educational mission. And that's the point. I'm not upset that maybe we don't like everything that goes on, and I'm fully in favor of academic freedom. But these campuses, or at least some of them, like Columbia, have really turned into campuses that are violating the law. They have to provide equal opportunity for education without regard to religion and so on. They cannot run campuses where students are persecuted based on their religion or national origin. And so I think they should have to live up to the rules that entitle them to funding and to tax breaks. And if they don't, those should be pulled.
Yeah, great point.
Professor, I want to ask you about the other side of the coin, because there are obviously far more professors who are not participating than the ones who are. I just want to ask you to pull back the curtain a little bit for us, because I would imagine that those professors who are not participating, they have a certain perception of what's happening. The ones who are participating, do they experience any pushback from their colleagues, those who think that a certain way about these protests?
Not that I'm aware of. Basically, you could break this out into two components of the faculty, the humanities and social sciences versus everybody else. And it's really the humanities faculties that are heavily involved in this. They are completely radicalized. The English department is frequently no longer even called the English department. Anthropology, all of these areas have been completely radicalized. I'm constantly telling people, you have no idea how bad it is. These professors in those disciplines, gender studies, et cetera, truly believe that being activists on campus and leading students to activism is part of their teaching mission. They don't view it as something that's wrong or outside. And so they are the problem on the campuses. If you were to eliminate those departments and fire everybody, a lot of this agitation will go away. I'm not saying we should do that, but that's where the problem lies in certain disciplines, the so-called soft disciplines. You don't see many physics professors out there on the lines battling the police to protect these students. So I think that's really where the fault line is on campuses, between the hard subjects and the easy soft subjects.
That's a great point. I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. That is what we see playing out. Professor, there is obviously extraordinary expressions of anti-Semitism, anti-Israel sentiments coming from these protesters, evil, horrible things that no one should hear. October 7 times 10,000. But there's also an enormous amount of chanting and hatred towards America. These students are hating on their own country. How did we produce a generation of students that don't like the country they grew up in?
Yeah, and that's a great point. I continuously try to point out to people, these protests are not actually about Israel. They are anti-American, they are anti-Western, and they are anti-capitalist. If you just listen to what they are saying, they hate our country as much as they hate Israel. They view Israel as a proxy for the United States. It's essentially the Iranian mullah formulation of the great Satan, U.S., and the little Satan, Israel. So these are targeted at our country, even at Cornell and others. They do not accept the legitimacy of the United States. They refer to our country as Turtle Island, which is a Native American sort of mythology about how the earth came into being. They don't recognize us. They create these so-called liberated zones. Liberated from what? They run the campuses. It's liberated from our country. People need to understand we've raised a generation where there is a significant minority, not the majority, but a significant minority who've grown up on TikTok and grown up on all sorts of propaganda and really think we, the United States, are the incarnation of evil in the modern world. And Israel is essentially doing our bidding for us. And that's why they hate Israel so much.
It's just amazing to think about.
And so much of this hate seems to be driven by ignorance. There was a gal on campus at NYU last week. I don't even think she was necessarily a student, but she admitted in this interview, she said, I don't really even know what NYU is doing or why we're protesting. I wish I was more educated on the topic. She was one who was willing to admit it. Do you think that ignorance is more prevalent than we are even aware of? I feel like that's one of the main drivers of all of this.
Well, it's very cult-like what's going on when you hear the chanting. It reminds me of Occupied Wall Street, where they would do the mic check sort of thing. They're literally doing that, where they would, you know, I forget what the term is, the crowd amplification, where somebody would say something and the crowd would, you know, repeat it back in unison. It's really cult-like. It's scary. I have no doubt that there are many participants who really don't understand the issues. There are plenty of videos of people chanting from the river to the sea, and people ask them, which river and which sea are you talking about? And they have no clue. So I think there is an ignorant component, a cult-like component, but the people who are running this, the people who are organizing this, the leadership is extremely well aware of what they are doing. Mm-hmm. They are the Jim Joneses of this movement, and they know how to manipulate people, and that's what they're doing. So yes, there is an ignorance aspect to it, but there's also a very sophisticated manipulation aspect to it.
All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News. You know where that is. A big thank you to Congressman Scott Perry, to Michael Leahy from the Star News Network, Tennessee Star, and to Professor William Jacobson. Three newsy conversations in the center of some of the biggest debates that we're having in America. I think Congressman Perry's sentiments about Mike Johnson were a real red warning flag. We'll have to wait and see how he votes and how other members of the Freedom Caucus will vote. Andy Biggs suggested that maybe they won't vote for Marjorie Taylor Greene. Democrats say they'll block it anyways, but We'll watch that. It played out. I think Congressman Perry's comments about impeachment and where to go next are all real important. We'll have all of that. And some more tonight on the TV show. We're going to be talking to Congressman Jim Jordan and Congressman Barry Loudermilk, two lawmakers that are on the front lines of some of the most important investigations, impeachment, weaponization of government, and the January 6th affair. We'll have all of that tonight on the show. So tune in with Amanda Head and I. We'll bring some of those interviews to you on the podcast in the days ahead. And quickly, if you want to get that triple lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock, go to HometitleLock.com. They're going to check on your home title's lock to make sure it's still in your name. They're going to, when you sign up with your address, they're going to send you a report. Now, when you sign up and you get involved, use the promo code JUSTNEWS at HometitleLock.com. Why? Because they're going to send you a free complete title scan of your home and give you 30 days free of their triple lock home title protection. That's free for the first 30 days. That's a great deal. Go to HometitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. HometitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. All right. That wraps it up. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of John Solomon Reports. Until then, God bless you. God bless this extraordinary country of the United States, as he always has. And be sure to check out JUSTNEWS.com. We got you covered with the breaking headlines morning to night. God bless. Talk to you tomorrow. Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down. My blood sugar is down. My weight's down. My health is up. My sleeping patterns are better. My metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.